Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, good morning everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM.
Not a whole bunch of quibbling today.
No quibbling, Leroy?
No, I think we'll be in unison.
Let's get Leroy potted up there. Trevor running the show today on a happy Friday.
Yeah.
I'm not worried. Ooh.
I'm not worried.
Hey, listen, if you're sweating a road loss game one, team has that much time. I'm not saying that he can't, you know, don't got to fix some things. They certainly do, but I'm not sweating. I have faith in the team. And if it, you know, this is the first time I believe they've been down in a series. So now they got to rally back, Leroy.
I would say this. I'm not concerned as much with the loss as much as I am the way they lost.
Okay.
There's a couple of things. One, I have never seen guys, this team, miss wide open threes like that.
It was a lot.
The other thing is that I don't know what y'all think is going on with Jimmy, but in the most pivotal moments of the year, the most important time of the year, you literally have Jimmy Butler, your leader, your aggressive guy, your guy that sets the tone for how things are going to be done in the paint. No free throws.
Well, nobody had free throws.
But they set a record. I'm just saying, but again, I don't care about anybody else. Jimmy sets the tone. He is the leader. If your leader doesn't do it, others aren't going to do it. That's how you have to look at that. If Jimmy is being aggressive, then Caleb will be aggressive. Then Kyle would be aggressive. If Jimmy is looking to throw the ball to the three, if you notice, everybody started doing it. So he sets the tone for how the team is going to play. And if he's not being aggressive, nobody else is. You very rarely see a situation where Jimmy's not being aggressive, but so-and-so is. Right? Jimmy sets the tone. Well, he's your leader.
Yeah, I mean, well, the odd thing about yesterday was Bam. Like, Bam was the aggressive one. He took a career high in field goal attempts.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it was a nice game from Bam.
He still missed his favorite shot.
He could have 26. He could have had 35.
Yes.
He should have.
Yes, because the shots that he missed were open bunnies for him.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere around that free throw line.
There was one point yesterday where I thought they had that third quarter. They had a couple of – they came out pretty strong in both second halves. And I thought that there was one point where I think they – I don't know what they started. Was it an 11-0 run? Maybe that was the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. They started off on a nice run in the third quarter, and then Bam goes up for a layup, and he kind of gets deterred by Jamal Murray, and then Jamal Murray comes back, gets an and one. And then I believe Caleb missed a three, and then Jamal Murray gets another and one. That kind of killed their third quarter run. And then, you know, that to me, I was like, that felt like your first real chance to get back into that game,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't able to do it. But, you know, I do think that you look at some of the oddities of this game and you see a team that only got two free throws. I mean, history, like, I got a hard time believing that, you know, Jimmy's going to evaluate that stuff. I think he's going to find ways to do better about it. You kind of get in your first feel of these things with this team. I think they are an unorthodox team for sure with how big they are, with the way that they play. And
here's the problem. To me, Jimmy's not the type of guy that gets a feel for things. He has normally been the tone setter, the aggressor. So to see him approach this in a different way,
mm-hmm.
I have questions. When you could always say, okay, Jimmy's going to go and set the tone for how this series, how this game is going to be played.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't see it.
Yeah, he played a game where he was trying to get his guys involved, though. Like, if his guys keep missing the shots. Now, to your point, like, I would
say, great players know when to say when. Knowing when to say, okay,
I got you.
I got to do this.
I don't disagree.
I got to take over this game. I got to do this. That's what the Stars do.
I don't disagree with you. I'm trying to think out like what he was doing, but it's an odd thing where you're like, you look at a game and Jimmy has no free throws. He took accountability for that after the game. I usually think when Jimmy realizes something was a major screw-up on his part, the dude typically responds in a big way.
Right.
He responds in a big way.
Right.
And they need to. I think it's important to get one of these first two. You don't want to get down 0-2 on this team, because trying to beat this team 4 out of 5, that's a huge task. So you want to be able to set things right. Joker's amazing. Spoiler alert to everybody. That guy's good. He's good.
I think – you think when – and let me ask you a question. And I just thought about this. You think when Jimmy saw what Jokic was doing, he wanted to do that too? Because it did seem like Jokic didn't have a shot in the first quarter, right?
No, I don't.
All he was doing was facilitating, and you think Jimmy, hey, I got my guys too, big fella.
I mean, maybe. I mean, the Heat have been a great shooting team this postseason.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it has been a recipe for success. Max Strus and Caleb Martin were building a brick house yesterday.
Still got a note.
Duncan Robinson was building a brick house yesterday. They're typical guys who have been reliable for him. Like, you know, are we going to say to Jimmy Butler, hey, stop passing to Caleb Martin when Caleb Martin was arguably the MVP of the last series?
No, we're not. But here's what I'm going to say. It's the only real problem that I have. If Jimmy's the star of this team, which he is,
mm-hmm.
okay, all the stars know one thing. When it's time for me to go get mine.
For sure.
And for some reason, Jimmy passed on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only problem I have. I'm not worried about the first game loss. Not at all. It's going to be a long series.
I think also, like, people are speculating about Jimmy's ankle, and I'm not making excuse for him, because he doesn't do that, and he has no lift. I think that we've seen definitely maybe since the Knicks series, and he had that, you know, he had that ankle twist, and which looked like it got aggravated last series as well. You know, Jimmy could be a little bit like, if you're going off a 7-game series, you need to close that thing out. You traveled. I do like the idea of Jimmy having 2 days off bouncing back physically, mm-hmm. not having to travel. That's the one thing I do like about this series is it's not every other day like the Eastern Conference Finals. There are little breaks. Again, it puts a lot of pressure on the next game for sure. But I think that, you know, if there were physical limitations, you certainly saw a team, I think, in Denver who came out strong. Two things that were stupid storylines going into this, rest versus rust. They weren't rusty. And the other one was altitude nope. because the Heat were the better team in the fourth quarter. So right. it's like both of those storylines were kind of dumb. These are really good teams. I do think that I don't even know if you got A games from both of these teams. And I think that that's going to be the interesting thing as this series goes on. But Denver's good. We knew this. Jamal Murray, that guy's a baller. Michael Porter, everybody kind of knows their role.
You know what's coming. The 40-point triple-double from Joker. He going to have one of them, right? And so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Sexy Sauce says, I think we need to activate baby Joker.
Jovic, he got his bleep swatted at the end of the game yesterday.
He did.
By real Joker. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. No, I think, look, if there's going to be an interesting, honestly, dude, there is an interesting storyline. And we'll get some headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store as Leroy peruses into the bag? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The interesting storyline going into this health-wise is going to be Tyler. Because Tyler, it looks like the timeline's getting moved up. Woj is saying that Sunday's a possibility for him. Tyler Hero?
No. I'm not questioning his ability. Okay? But I'm going to say this. What is needed in this series is not a skill set that Tyler Hero possibly has.
Well, other than defense, what are they? Because rebounding, he's great at.
Facilitating, and hopefully scoring. You don't know what his shooting's going to be like.
That's the thing. I mean, and, you don't know right, what it's like having it's, this much time off.
But here's the issue. All they going to do is do the same things to him as they're doing to Gabe Vincent.
Yeah, but like I understand, but in a game where you score 94 points, if you're like, and I tell you, like Strus is hitting a little bit of a skid here, like a
little bit,
yeah, like it's
it, dude, that is an avalanche.
Yeah, so like
you can build a school right now with all those bricks.
Yeah, if you're in this spot where you can I don't know what he's gonna be like. I don't know what's fair to expect of Tyler. I'm sure they're not gonna start him.
That's the other thing is are we being unfair to Tyler by throwing him in there and making demands or having expectations of what he's going
to
be.
No pun intended, but to literally be a hero
right.
for this.
And so that thing, or he goes in there and puts pressure on himself to be that guy, mm-hmm. and it backfires. Like, there's a lot of questions. I would say this. With the size that they have, the most important thing, I think, for the Heat is to be as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And got to get them to turn the ball over.
Jimmy's got to be more aggressive.
Right. And the shots, I'm not worried. The shots will fall. But depending on how it goes. Now, I will say this. The point guards didn't really turn the ball over. So
no, it was a clean game.
To say we need another ball handler, you don't really, right? What you need, you don't have. And that's probably another.
Yeah, but it is what it is. I know you're
right.
talking like size, but that's
right.
what it
no,
is.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I will say I could do without seeing Cody Zeller anymore. I'm sorry. I'm just done. I don't know what he's doing out there. Like, does everybody just look at him and they're just confused
he gets
the ball and he's like, he looks like he's juggling, like he's at Santa's Enchanted Forest, like one of those carnies. I'm like, what is he doing out there?
Can I tell you what it looks like he's doing? He's trying to give maximum effort, but not at basketball. Right? Like,
you're right about that.
Like,
I'm just
flummoxed. He's running all over the place, but it's not basketball related. Right? He's hustling. He's trying hard. He's not getting in front of anybody. I mean, if you're going to be that tall, at least stand under the rim and put your hands up, something.
He's playing Big 12 basketball for you.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand what he's doing. But
look. When you look down on the bench and you go, I can use somebody taller, right? And that's kind of why he ends up in there. But he's not giving you
I don't know how, you know, if he's bringing in, we've seen him bring in Haywood Highsmith, who was obviously awesome yesterday. One of the good stories of yesterday for sure. I imagine Haywood's going to probably get a lot of time in this series. He's a really good defender. He's barely doing everything well. The only thing that Haywood Highsmith just needs to do is when he turns guys over is find somebody else to dribble the ball. That's it.
Oh, he's terrible dribbling.
But other than that, you know, shooting, cutting, stealing the ball, defense, mm-hmm. Haywood Highsmith's doing it all right now.
Right.
So
this is what was what everybody was afraid of.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the thing is that you don't care if Jokic has 50, right? But it's almost the worst possible thing is for Jokic and Murray to be right around 30. That's the worst possible scenario.
They had a game yesterday. They were the first, I think, duo since Worthy and Magic to have 25 and 10 each in a finals game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it was they were awesome yesterday.
Not even Shaq and Kobe on that list?
No.
I got to tell you. That Jamal Murray is money.
Yeah, he's good.
Like
he's Canadian, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, spoiler alert. These guys
spoiler
are good.
Spoiler alert.
We'll take a quick break. We'll hear a little bit from your Heat afterwards. Goran Dragic is going to join us today, by the way. Gogi. We're getting a finals breakdown from Goran Dragic today.
Gooseys.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Dude.
I miss him.
You know what? This show is going to become Tobin.
Why?
This show is going to become Tobin and Friends.
What do you mean?
Have Gogi, Bob. A couple of fighters.
Yeah. A few shows already named Friends already, so we may have to choose a new word. Maybe Company, maybe? Tobin and Co.
Well, what's wrong?
Huh?
Well, you don't want to...
I'm just saying, there's certain emails that we get, and they go, hey, are you interested in... And I'll see the name, and I'm like, what? Because I know you're going to say yes.
Well, who cares? I mean, but this is different. This is Gogi. Right. This is family.
That's what you would say anytime.
That's not true.
Would you say that the Aaron Ekblad so he can dunk on Brooks Koepka, maybe?
No. Not really. He doesn't have an accent.
Aaron Ekblad? He's American?
No, he's Canadian, but he doesn't have it. He's like from Romberg, Canada.
Oh, where they speak.
It's basically Detroit.
Toronto. Is he from that? Toronto?
He's from Windsor. I think he's from the same
city. Oh, Windsor.
Windsor's got a good casino, by the way.
Yeah, that's hey. Let me tell you, we used to cross that tunnel.
Oh, I know that
Here's
tunnel.
Here's why. You only got to be 19 to drink.
We'll take a quick break. Back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everybody, here, Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM.
Video guy.
Hey, who's, are you double clicking?
I'm not touching anything right now.
Well, who's messing with things? Is JFig from her a little
bit? I don't know.
JFig,
what...
you're either working or you're not working today. You're confusing me.
I agree.
Like, I don't know what you're doing.
Is JFig in the car right now?
I'm just... very confused, JFig. Yeah, she's like, I'm doing it. I'm like, I'm trying to do it, and she's like, click, 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 click. It's like we're like two people trying to get in and out of a car. Like, we just get, click, 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 click.
No, and you have the remote, and you try to unlock it, and you're just like,
yeah. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, you know. Anyway, so welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, taking you up until 2 o'clock. Heat lose game one of the NBA Finals yesterday. Nikola Jokic, that guy's good. He had finished off yesterday, triple-double, 27 points, in the 10 rebounds, 14 assists.
The lamest triple-double. Right,
I actually agree with Leroy. It's the lamest one.
Because he didn't shoot till the second quarter.
Yeah.
So he could have scored 40.
I mean, he did like feed Bam like four buckets in the fourth.
Right.
Just to kind of, just for good measure. And, but yeah, the assists, that was the killer thing. Like, I'm with you. You know, when I'm thinking of yesterday, I'm like, man, I think the thing – and the Heat said that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to turn him into a scorer. And, you know, the Nuggets had other thoughts. They said, okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to get this mismatch with Aaron Gordon, and we're going to score a gazillion points in a row.
I forgot Aaron Gordon plays in the league still.
Yeah, he's good.
You know what the thing is, though, is that we're so accustomed to seeing the screens and the pick and rolls up top and involves the ball. But they were doing it off the ball and getting Gordon isolated on little guys. And,
yeah.
And it's the part that you don't necessarily see because you're looking at the ball. Aaron Gordon just didn't end up there. They're running some action to get him to that point. So I would imagine that at some point they're going to come up with a little better game plan because – got to tell you, from my own personal viewing of the game in the hot tub with a couple of cold ones, I threw a couple of cans.
That's what I'm talking about.
When I saw Gabe Vincent hanging on the back of Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
Early. Like you. Okay. I'm like, I was outside going, no! I wanted to call
timeout. You wanted to call timeout like Spo?
I wanted to call timeout for Spo. Spo. Smoke, what are we doing here? That don't work. But you know, I had to take a step back for this reason. You realize if they make any of their threes and shoot reasonable from three, we're having a whole different conversation.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm going to be hard-pressed.
Especially in that first half. Like the first half got out of hand. You're down 17 and you didn't really have anything reliable that you could go to other than Bam, which is, you know, something that they would live with. It's not honestly a typical thing we see. And, in fact, it's actually the opposite of what we saw last series where the Celtics were paying a ton of attention to Bam.
Right.
And in this one, it was, nah, we'll let him get his. And,
Cut the head of the snake. And Jimmy, don't let Jimmy do anything.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, I don't feel like they didn't not let Jimmy do anything. I felt like Jimmy kind of
it was more of an aggression thing.
Here was Jimmy Butler. This was him on why it was hard to find a rhythm in game one.
Probably because we shot a lot of jump shots, myself probably leading that pack instead of putting pressure on the rim, getting layups, getting to the free throw line. You know, when you look at it during the game, they all look like the right shots. And I'm not saying that we can't as a team make those, but got to get more layups, got to get more free throws. And whenever you miss and don't get back, the games get out of hand kind of quickly. We gave up too many layups, which we also can't have happen. But that's it as a whole. We got to attack the rim a lot more, myself included.
Jimmy was 6 of 14 yesterday. Only took 4 shots inside the restricted area yesterday where he was 3 for 4. So, yeah, he was living on that outside yesterday.
The worst thing, he made that first 3. I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, like, you do that like with Philly cheese? I love when he makes the first 3. I love it.
Then he starts launching them.
What did he take, 2 yesterday? Took 2. I mean, like, he loved living on that wing. He just couldn't get the shots to go. He's got a – I don't think we'll see that next game. And I honestly, you know, come on, dude. A game where there's – I'm not complaining about the officiating.
No, it's Miami's fault. If you're not aggressive, you're not going to get fouls. Simple as that.
That's just one of those, like, that's not going to happen again.
But as simple as that. Mm-hmm. If you're not aggressive, they're not going to reward you.
Right.
Because here, think about this. When teams are aggressive going to the rim, then you get the ticky-tack calls on jumpers. Because they know that you're the aggressor. If you're not aggressive and you're just shooting jump shots, you don't get no calls.
Yeah, I'm looking at Caleb Martin. He took 1 shot inside the restricted area yesterday. And the only guy, you know, who was there all game really was Bam.
Right.
Even Bam, like, you know, he was hitting that jumper too. I mean, he had his jump shot working yesterday. And they'll live with that. I mean, if you're going to give him an easy street like that, And if you statistically look at the game yesterday, that was the difference. I mean, it was a parade to the free throw line, especially in that second half for Denver. And, you know, you weren't able to do that. That was the tough look of it yesterday. So,
hey, I'm just looking at TV. Mm-hmm. Shannon looks so happy.
He's ready to go.
Yeah.
Is he about to throw a parade?
He might like the Heat, but he's hoping for a quick series.
Is that when he's leaving? He's leaving after the finals?
Yeah,
that's a report, yeah. Sad day.
It's not a sad day. I want him out of harm's way.
Okay.
Okay? Like, it comes a point where if you're Skip, you got to know that maybe I've gone too far. Right. Okay, so.
That's Skip, no.
That's not going to happen.
You think, here. You think if he did a show by himself, anybody will watch?
No, but he's not going to do a show by himself. What he'll do is probably a lot with, like, Stephen A. did. Because, I mean, you know, Stephen A.
He ain't Stephen A., though.
What do you mean he's not Stephen A.?
He's not Stephen A.
In what regards?
In the regard of...
Takes. Well, he's got
Stephen A.
apart.
Can do a show with everybody. I sometimes wonder if Skip would piss everybody off that he does a show
with. I mean,
he
might. He's had a lot of people leave that show.
Sharon McCoy would slap him, maybe.
You see what I'm saying? But, Skip, look, you can be mad at Stephen A., but Stephen A. is always going to circle back and have that conversation with you.
He also ousted his last host.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, it's not been the easiest guy to work with either.
All right.
I'm just saying, like, if we're going apples for apples, since they've separated, they're both about to lose their partners.
Oh, you're Skip Bayless apologist.
I'm not an apologist. You called it the day that it happened.
Yeah.
You said it was going to be over.
It's over.
So props to you.
But,
Leroy
but here's
Moore
why. Here's,
that first.
Here's why.
What was that future on it?
It
was,
it
a
was
plus
too
1,
toxic. Dude, you can't put 2 human beings in that situation knowing
how this is playing out.
You
with your wire. It keeps rubbing up against the mic. It's like tickling it.
Are you done?
No, are you done?
This guy.
Did it again.
It's not.
No, it's not your chin. It's the mic.
It's
wire.
Not the mic.
Get the cord
it's
and throw it on the chair.
It's not even close.
Okay, dude.
Hold up.
I'm making it.
There.
You might not be able to box out. You're like the Heat.
Yeah.
Box out your wire.
Yeah, I got to box out my wire.
You've been boxed in.
Lewis, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I got two takeaways from that game last night.
Go ahead.
Gordon looks like a Michael Beasley on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine sent me a picture of Space Jam when Michael Jordan was standing in the middle of the court and he had those five big guys.
Monsters?
That's what it looked like last night.
Okay. Thanks, man.
He said Denver looks like Monstars. Well, if Gabe Vincent is guarding in the paint, it does.
Yeah.
I just think.
That being said, I mean, like, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. Regardless of what I'm saying here and the problems that we've had and the issues that we have, you do realize if they shoot the three like they've been shooting it.
You held them to 104. Like, that's
right.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not a bad number.
It would be a closer game.
That's what I'm saying. Closer.
That's not a bad number.
Denver didn't shoot the three well because they were getting bunnies.
Now, like the argument of if you're you know, Nuggets, Tobin, and Leroy is like, wow. I mean, we know that they can light up America because their second half, especially that fourth quarter, wasn't great. Michael Malone afterwards was like, he wasn't very happy after this game, which is, you know, credit to him. He's a bit of a psycho, is just like Spo,
right,
where he's just like, we got to play all 48 minutes.
Spo's the opposite, though. Like, whereas he's doing the, we got to play 48 minutes, and I wasn't happy with the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Spo's like, hey, we learned a lot of good things, guys. We got the win, but there's some things we can improve on. I'd like to see some things get a little bit better. But, hey, like I said before, it's going to be a long series.
Yeah.
But
I think that's the attitude it should be. I really do. Here's a little bit more from Jimmy Butler after the game on the rim pressure that he's got to put on them.
I think I've done well in that area. I'm always going to pass the ball to my teammates. I have so much belief and faith in them that they're going to take and make shots. And if they can't, then they're going to make the next play. That's how we've been playing all year long. That's not going to change now that we're in the finals. Maybe I have to be a little bit more aggressive. I got to put pressure on the rim. Me with no free throws, that was all on myself, nobody else. So, you know, we'll definitely correct that next game, but only I can do that.
That's the thing, too, is that that's the Heat's way of dictating pace in game, too.
Right. You know? Right.
It's not like Denver had played a fast-paced game, because they didn't, but Jimmy is able to basically stop the game if he wants to, and he's so good at that. And does not see any of that yesterday. Was
superstars? Superstars, no win. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
When you think at all the other superstars in this league, there's moments in the game where they say, to hell with the other four. I got to be the difference in this game. I have the skill set. I have the ability. I have the talent. That's the only thing that I'm upset about yesterday, is that at no point in time that did Jimmy try to take over the game. And he's the guy that has to do it.
For sure. We'll take a quick break. You guys can call or text 305-567-0560. Back with more after this.
Are you working? What kind of work?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 o'clock here as your Miami Heat dropped game one of the NBA Finals yesterday. So taking your calls on that, getting some post-game reaction. Want to let you guys know it's May, continuing Dave and Buster's month here on 560 WQM. Just go to WQM.com, log on to the contest page, and enter there. And if you win, you can go and get Dave and Buster's with your gift card. Watch the NBA, NHL players, have a party all on us. And Dave and Buster's, eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin
and Dover
Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
My boy's in town with his kids. We might have to go over to Dave and Buster's.
Really?
Yeah, Robert. Robert's in town. So
Dave and Buster's is fun.
No, Dave and Buster's is fun. Okay. Now, unlike most mornings, folks, ooh, the dual plane takeoff.
Oh.
See it?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
One way back there under the clouds. So that would say the wind is blowing out of the east. Light winds.
Golfer.
It's mostly cloudy, which is terrifying because it's only 10:42.
It's a little bit weird when a plane A plane just goes into the clouds, gone.
I don't understand.
I don't like that.
How can a cloud, and I know I'm going to sound really stupid when I say this.
That's okay. That's what we live for.
It's okay. I don't get weather too. So
how can a cloud produce rain, torrential rain,
yes,
yet a plane can fly through it?
Well, science, dude.
Where's Bill Nye the Science Guy at?
I don't know.
No, you understand what I'm saying?
I don't think it's like a water balloon, though, dude. I don't think that's how it works. I think it's like a sponge, you know?
You ever tried walking through a sponge, dummy?
Yeah, but like it holds it there. It's not quite like you could go over.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this sounds crazy, but something that could produce flooding, we can just fly through it. I don't understand that.
Very weird.
That's very wild.
It's right. A very weird thing, dude.
I know it's probably a me problem. I like
the Leroy
Do you really?
It exposes my ignorance on the matter.
You've thought about this stuff before?
Yes.
Really?
Especially in a plane because I hate flying. Mm. I'm terrified. Dude, let me tell you something. Turbulence, the plane, one little shake. My palms are sweating. I'm nervous. If you don't like flying, I'm gonna pass this on to other people in the world. If you don't like flying, your favorite television show cannot be Mayday Air Disaster.
No, you're like, you know what?
Because that's what
honestly,
I
think that makes. I think a lot of people like to watch things that they fear. It's like kind of like the women who like to watch the murder docs at night. Like my wife, murder docs, dude.
Dude,
murder.
You know what? I'm watching my wife watch this and watch the trials and them collect. And all I'm thinking is I'm looking over at her and she's looking at interest, and I say, let me leave some DNA over here.
Oh, so you think she's plotting?
Yeah, so
I agree with
you. I plug DNA.
I don't think it's a plotting thing.
Like, I think it is a plotting thing.
I think it's like a women are fascinated by the darkness of a murderer. I don't think it's like they're trying
that's
to.
That's plotting scheme. That's plotting scheme.
No, I don't think women are trying to like figure out. Like, I've never thought my wife watching these murder docs, I'm like, oh, yeah, she'll get away with it.
No, that's what I'm thinking. I always say to her, I say, you see that, huh? No matter how great the plan is to off the husband, they always find them.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't believe people actually try to hire hit people in this day and age.
You got to be. You know what makes it worse?
You can't be a norm and try to hire a hit person.
Because, no. Why is the hit person's name always Pookie? Your boy, your buddy has a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, hold on. If I have a friend that knows a hitman, we got other issues, right?
You got to go hitman here? Sunny Isles.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Sunny Isles.
The Russians, dude.
The Russians.
You got to get yourself a Russian hitman.
They are.
I know an area in New York, by the way, has a lot of Russians.
And it's not even their fault. But like when we were at the fights in Vegas.
Kovalev.
At the Kovalev fight, and they had like four Russians next to us in tracksuits, and they all kept getting up to go use the bathroom.
Excuse me.
And I was like, I don't know what it is. They could be the nicest guys in the world, but they are terrifying.
No, it's terrifying because you're in a windbreaker. It's all matching. Like I don't.
Yeah.
It's not. It's
and
not.
They all the Kovalev people had the same
Adidas,
colors.
Adidas track suits.
Well, you gotta look like a team if you're a team fighter. That's how it's gotta work, dude. That's how it's gotta all be.
I question people that say they're Russian sometimes, mm-hmm. because that guy who was singing the Russian national anthem, he didn't know the words.
It's a long anthem, though. In fairness.
Dude, it lasted like 5 minutes.
It was a long anthem.
Wait, that's too long for an anthem. The U.S. anthem and Canadian anthem are both perfectly.
Nope, yeah. Not for Russia, dude. Go look up the Russian anthem. It's, you know, basically Russia is the best for 8 minutes. That's how it is.
Yeah. No, dude. No, I'm not lying.
That's how
He's not lying.
I'll look it up during the break.
That's how it goes. So, Heat last night, they have two free throws. Bam Adebayo was asked about this after the game, and, you know, he you're not going to get Bam Adebayo fined, okay? This man learned from the best, Eric Spoelstra. So when Bam Adebayo wants to complain about no free throws, he's going to do it in Spoelstra fashion.
No. I mean, when we got in the locker room and seeing the stat sheet, I feel like we were all shocked that we only had two free throws. But we're going to watch film tomorrow, get our minds wrapped around it, and I feel like we'll shoot more in game two.
But give me the next one where the reporter's trying to bait him.
Bam, I promise I'm not trying to get you fined. But two foul shots to 20. That's quite a discrepancy, but it doesn't seem like you guys are complaining about the officiating.
If I do say something, will you take the fine?
He's not taking
it. Like I said, I just feel like We can't even get into that. You know, we can't let them dictate the game. I just feel like we took a lot of jump shots, and we missed a lot of them instead of getting to the basket. Like I said, we're going to watch film and get back to the drawing board.
Beautiful.
You don't need to watch film. Everybody already know.
Nah, you got to watch film. Everybody needs a good film watch, dude. That's beautifully played, though. Like, you know, it's letting people know, yeah, I'm not happy, but I'm not going to get fined. You know where he learns that from? The master, Eric Spoelstra. Never going to get fined.
I think they all, it's amazing how you could play a whole game and then after the game be shocked at something like that.
Wouldn't it be great if there was?
Didn't somebody notice that you weren't being aggressive enough?
It was crazy.
Early on?
Yeah, it was a
nobody in the whole Heat organization.
But it was one of those things where I actually, like, I didn't feel like the Heat were getting hosed on calls. I was just like,
no.
Huh. That is kind of odd.
Here's an indication. What was the paint scoring discrepancy? Let me look. Because that would be a true indication.
Wasn't that outrageous. They got him by 8. It was 46-38. Like, the Heat were good in the paint yesterday. But it wasn't at the rim.
they were shooting just in the paint, and that was mostly Bam.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how to get – they don't put that in the stats, the layups or – you know what I mean?
You can. I mean, I could go break it down and seeing, like, what it is from 2 feet in and seeing what it was.
Right, because that would be
– But I can look at their stars right now. And look, like, Jimmy took 4 shots in the restricted area. Bam took 4 shots in the restricted area. Caleb Martin took no shots in the restricted – or 1 shot in the restricted area. Like, these are their guys.
Right. They're the guys that put pressure on defense, so, and they weren't.
You know, like, that. It's not hard to figure out.
Yeah, but when you start getting balls swatted in the third row, I can see why you start shooting jumpers. Hmm? Like if the whole – the whole idea of it is to score, and you're not able to get there, then you try other methods. But I think it's one of those things where, like, we always get on NFL coaches that are running teams when they get stopped. Like, for the first quarter, they stop running the football. And I think that's kind of what happened to the Heat yesterday, is that you went in there, you were in amongst the trees, you were getting it swatted everywhere, so then you just start pulling up. You still got to put pressure on them.
Rob, what's going on, dude?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yes, yes. Leroy, I don't agree with you. I don't think the Heat were attacking from the get. They just kind of sat down. They waited. A lot of jumpers. There was no attacking. Like, if I noticed it at home, and I'm not a basketball coach, and I noticed that the Heat were not being aggressive and they only had two free throws, somebody in that staff had to know that they were not attacking. You got to be able to sit as a coach and say, hey, attack the rim. Like, they just sat there.
Nobody.
Kind of sounds like you do agree with me. Right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You just said the same exact thing I said. That sounds like a me and you conversation. That sounds like a me and you conversation.
Exactly. It sounds like you echoed Leroy's point exactly.
Right. Somebody noticed that. I would say early on, though, there was a couple of times Jimmy went in there and got swatted, and then he didn't go in there anymore. Bam, they were sagging off of Bam and giving him that free throw jumper. So that's a little bit different situation. I kind of wished that they would move the ball a little bit more to get everybody moving and running around, mostly Jokic.
But that also goes back to, like, when you miss threes, it doesn't look like you're moving the ball well.
Right. Because right.
You know, like,
because you get an open shot, and we all praise them for empowering their players to take those open shots. And then when they miss them, we can't then go back and say, hey, why didn't you?
Let me look right now. I got the first half box.
They had very few contested 3-point shots.
No, they had a ton of open
Open looks with some of the best shooters on the team.
Like, this is your first half here. 4-17 from downtown, 2 of them from Gabe Vincent, 1 by Jimmy. You shot 37% in the first half. They shot 60.
Yeah. Like, and you still kept it
reasonable.
So
you're running up a ramp the entire time. You're trying to get it going. And that's a tough team to catch up on because they have a guy who, you know, basically can get some of the most efficient shots whenever he wants in the game. So,
right.
Yeah, the Heat, I do think, have to come out with better intention. Maybe try and, you know, muck it up, try and force some turnovers early on, play with a little bit more urgency. But it was, you know, you got to give credit to Denver's good, man. Denver hasn't lost at home. They're a hell of a team for a reason. They've only lost 3 times in the postseason. So Miami has a lot of stuff that they can work on, but I don't think it's an overwhelming mismatch. I think that they definitely have things that they can tweak to get better on to try and get a critical game on the road in game 2. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
Text WQAM on the Kendall Toyota text line at 305-567-0560.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.